This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Disney made Frozen 2 available on Disney Plus 3 months ahead of schedule. The movie hit the streaming platform on March 15th. The new CEO of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Chapek, said, quote, Frozen 2 has captivated audiences around the world through its powerful themes of perseverance and the importance of family, messages that are incredibly relevant during this time, unquote. Cool. Cold. Vanessa Hudgens issued an apology for her comments during an Instagram Live post. In the now-deleted video, Hudgens had said, quote, I'm sorry, but it's a virus. I get it, like, I respect it, but even if everybody gets it, people are going to die, which is terrible, but, like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now. Unquote. No, you really shouldn't. Idiot! Presley Gerber says he's been unfairly criticized over his face tattoo. The 20-year-old model compares his online hardship to discrimination faced by the transgender community. He said, quote, a lot of people can get facelifts, change genders, and it's offensive to say anything. But I get a little face tattoo, and now people love to hate me, unquote. No, we hated you before. Uma Thurman became a star in the 1994 Quentin Tarantino film Pulp Fiction. Now she's going to star in Apple TV's thriller series Suspicion. It's an adaptation of the Israeli series False Flag. The story details the kidnapping of the son of a prominent American businesswoman, Thurman. Her last TV gig was starring in the Netflix supernatural drama Chambers. Where's the gimp? Kate Beckinsale is sharing a horrifying memory involving Harvey Weinstein. The famed actress recalled an experience at a movie premiere with Weinstein yelling, quote, if I'm throwing a red carpet, you get in a tight dress, you shake your ass, you shake your tits, you do not go down looking like a f***ing lesbian, you stupid f***ing c***t, unquote. Wow, good thing he's sitting in jail. Following Elizabeth Hasselbeck's appearance on The View, Rosie O'Donnell expressed her displeasure at her former co-worker's return to the morning show. Oh dear God, not again. Enough with her, O'Donnell wrote in response to a tweet that read, Elizabeth Hasselbeck returns to The View and sparks clash by praising Trump's coronavirus response. Yep, that's ratings gold. Cats won the Worst Picture Prize at the Razzies, and John Travolta and Hilary Duff picked up Worst Performances of the Year. Also for Cats, Rebel Wilson won Worst Supporting Actress, James Corden Worst Supporting Actor, Worst Director went to Tom Hooper, and Worst Screenplay went to Hooper and Lee Hall. Wasn't this a terrible idea to begin with? Thanks, Mom! Meow! Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas were seen cuddling on vacation in Costa Rica. The actors, who met on the set of their thriller Deep Water, shared a romantic moment during their trip. They also made a side trip to Havana, Cuba, where they visited several restaurants and shops. Affleck, who speaks Spanish, was seen interacting with several fans in the local language. Este in love? Director John Krasinski announced that A Quiet Place Part 2, the sequel to his 2018 horror hit, would be postponed due to the ever-changing circumstances of what's going on in the world around us. Krasinski said, quote, as insanely excited as we are for all of you to see this movie, I'm going to wait to release the film until we can all see it together, unquote. The release of the next Fast and Furious has been pushed back almost a year. Fast 9 was originally coming out May 22nd, but director Justin Lin's film will now open April 2nd, 2021. The announcement read, "We know there's disappointment in having to wait longer, but this move is made with the safety of everyone as our foremost consideration." Yeah, and they needed more editing time. Fear the Walking Dead's Jenna Elfman doesn't have time for anyone's negativity when it comes to Scientology. Yep, Elfman credits the religion with helping her stay grounded over the past 30 years and won't stand for skepticism about the unique points of view promoted by the church. Tom Cruise and John Travolta are a few of the others who believe in that mumbo-jumbo. Sorry, Jenna. Despite just about everyone putting the brakes on any international travel for the time being, pregnant star Sophie Turner and husband Joe Jonas are getting away from it all for a while. Amid the increased media attention and ongoing coronavirus epidemic, the couple jetted off to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico for a tropical vacay. Hope they like to be quarantined when they return. Heidi Klum isn't feeling well and says she can't get a coronavirus test even though she's visited two different doctors. The 46-year-old model had Modern Family star Eric Stone Street fill in for her as a guest judge on AGT after she went home with a common cold. She said it started with a chill, a fever, cough, and runny nose. Perhaps if she was overseas, she could get tested. Fail. Post Malone is getting backlash after continuing with a scheduled concert despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The star performed to a packed arena in Denver, a stark contrast to the many, many concerts that have been canceled or postponed in an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19. Malone did end up postponing shows in Las Vegas and San Francisco. That's better now. Sorry.
The Trash Bin.
Dennis Quaid, 65, and fiancée Laura Savoy, 26, have postponed their wedding. Laura and Dennis are telling people it's due to travel issues and not coronavirus. The couple got engaged last October while they were vacationing together in Hawaii. This is Quaid's fourth marriage. Yep, kind of hard to have a wedding when no one is traveling. Oops!
The news wrap-up.
The 2020 Tokyo Olympics are still happening, insists the IOC, but skepticism is starting to creep in. Some Amazon customers will now be able to get orders delivered in 5 hours or less. Fox Television has bought video streaming firm Tubi for $440 million in cash. The five biggest tech companies lost more than $400 billion in value in one volatile day last week. That's it. I'm jumping.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Frozen 2 is the most streamed film.
The number one album.
The Weeknd's fourth studio album, After Hours, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's a Corona theme, Plague Incorporated.
The number one book.
Untamed by Glennon Doyle is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Stella Rose Bennett, better known as Benny, is a singer-songwriter from Auckland, New Zealand. Last year, Benny won four New Zealand Music Awards: Single of the Year, Best Solo Artist, Best Breakthrough Artist, and Best Pop Artist. She's best known for her 2019 single, Glitter, which was certified platinum in both New Zealand and Australia and has gained over 143 million streams online. Benny began her music career by posting covers to SoundCloud and then started making her own music in her final year of high school. After dropping out of a communications degree at the Auckland University of Technology after 2 weeks, she threw herself completely into her music, and we're very glad she did. Here's Benny featuring Gus Dapperton with the song of the week, Super Lonely.
I know I fucked up, I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm just a thinking about where I should have been. I've been lonely. Crying, think I'm slowly sinking. Bubbles in my eyes now. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Now I'm in the sad club, just trying to get a back up. I know I fucked up, I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking.
That was Benny Lonely, featuring Gus Dapperton with the song of the week, Super Lonely. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.